There are many trails that move settlers from east to west, often charted courses to help reduce the number of obstacles in their path. Those trails also kept another very important resource in mind, and you can find that along this stretch of the Santa Fe Trail near Lyons, Kansas. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. What have you overlooked when it comes to passing a farm or land on to others? What are the hazards on your operation that you may not see? What if a cyber attack wipes out all of your records and costs you lots of time, cash, and headaches? They're all some of the items I hadn't thought a lot about, but as a farmer and landowner, I should. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide and their farm certified agents to help us all see what we may have overlooked. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where we've created short videos on important topics to help protect your next. Learn more about important topics that can impact all of us.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Some say the beginning of the Santa Fe Trail is traced to 1821 and William Becknell, who set out from Franklin, Missouri toward today's state of New Mexico. However, we know this route had been used for many years before his trek.
The trail was an old Indian trail. It was also a previous old animal trail, so it was easier than just going across country and blazing a new trail. There were markings on it.
Charlene Akers is the executive director of the Coronado Quivira Museum in Lyons, Kansas.
The Santa Fe traders camped out along streams as much as possible, and then you reach a point probably here in central Kansas where you're heading westward and water is not as plentiful.
Water was critical for those making the journey, and 4 miles west of today's Lyons, Kansas, you'll find an important spot to fill that need.
We have Buffalo Bill's Well that is a major historic site here in our county, and people used it as late as the 1920s for water.
The well is just one of the pieces of the old trail that you can find evidence of in this area.
There are ruts here all over Rice County, but probably the most famous ruts is Ralph's Rut, which is between Lyons and Great Bend. The owners of the rut certainly welcome people to come and look at it.
The Coronado Quivira Museum tells the story of the Native Americans who lived here, the Spanish explorers who visited the area, and the settlers and traders who later traveled the Santa Fe Trail and established the towns and farms found here today. It's a great place to learn about the history of the area. Traveling to the countryside in Lyons, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.